Hey, welcome back to the How to Podcast series, The Daily Dave, with yours truly. My name is Dave. It says that on my name tag as I look to my shirt. Speaking of shirts, I'm wearing my How to Podcast shirt. Ooh, and you're like, Dave, you have merch? Yeah, I did an episode about this, and that you need merch for your podcast, even if you only have two episodes. You need merch. Why? Why? Well, it's not to make $1 million. No, get that out of your mind. That's not why we do merch. It's because your audience, as they fall in love with you, they want to support you. It's a form of engagement to say, you know what? I need a new mug. All my mugs are terrible. And I would love to get a mug from your podcast. I would love to have that and support that and show that off at the office and let everybody know about the podcast that I love, about the host that I love. And you can do that by having a practically free merch site for your podcast. So I did a recent episode about that. Please go over and check it out. And I'd love for you to send me a link to your merch stuff. I'm looking to buy some stuff. Yeah, I have people who are so kind and donate regularly to my Buy Me a Coffee link. And what I love to do is reimburse that money back into podcasting. I would love to reimburse it back to you and support you. So set up your merch site, send me some links, let me go shopping. And I'd love to get some of your swag, which I could wear then when I go to events, when I can wear when I'm on camera, and your podcast will be shown to the world. Okay, so set it up. Let me know. The reason I'm jumping on today is not to talk about merch, even though I'm wearing my merch right now, is I want to talk about the fact that it's the middle of May. I've had a few great responses to the question of the month, but I know you're like, oh, dang, Dave, I forgot. I meant to do that, but, you know, I get busy and the kids and cutting the grass and setting up my merch store. I forgot to respond to the Daily Dave question of the month, whatever you call it. I would love for you to come and answer the question, please. That would be helpful to get your thoughts, your feedback around the question of the month. Why? Why are you doing these questions of the month, Dave? What's the point of this? It's because I'm trying to develop content for future episodes, and you're helping me do so by simply answering the question. That's all it is. You're just answering a question. All right? So I would love for you to go check it out. It's on YouTube. You can see it there. You can also then hear it everywhere. But the question of the month went out like on May 1st. And it simply was along the lines, do you read the episode show notes when you're listening to a podcast? So if you have your phone in your hand right now, I want you to look at it. Okay? So I have my phone's in my hand right now. And when I hit play on a podcast, I usually go through and find the next episode. I listen on Spotify. That's where I listen because I love music and it's a great app for podcasting. Even though a lot of people are going to tell you the opposite, I'm telling you, it's my default. I love it. So I listen to all my podcasts on Spotify and I just have a folder. Every new episode of the podcast that I follow, every time you release a new episode, it goes into this one folder, which just says new episode. So I go there and I start listening in there. That's my first place to go. I don't necessarily come to your place on Spotify. I go to my new episode folder. So I go through there, and when I click play on it, I put my phone in my pocket. Why? Because I'm at work. And if I'm standing there on my phone at work, there's cameras everywhere. You know how they do it. And somebody's going to come down to me and go, hey, buddy, put away the phone. Get to work. So I get to listen to podcasts at work, and my phone is in my pocket. I am not looking at my phone at all. It just goes from one episode to the next, to the next, to the next. That's it. You're my company for 8 hours while I'm at work doing a very mindless job. So I don't have time to look at my phone and I don't read your show notes. I don't read your episode titles. None of that. I've subscribed to you for a reason. I love your podcast and I really not that curious about what the next episode is because I trust you. You're not going to do a terrible podcast. That's why I'm following you. And so that's kind of how I do it. So I really don't look, unless there's something that like is like, oh, you got to click the link to see the thing, or here's the book that I'm reading, here's a link to the book. What I'll usually do is then email it to myself as a reminder, because again, I got to go back to work. So I email myself a link to your podcast or to whatever in your notes, and then I get back to work. Phone in my pocket, I'm not reading any of that information. In podcasting, you're going to have people who are going to tell you the opposite. You got to be like writing War and Peace. You got to write a novel for every episode of your podcast. Have a separate website location for every episode and create blog posts. Now, if I wanted to be a blogger, I would be a blogger, like I've said in the past, and I would stop podcasting. I'm not a writer. I've never been a writer. So why do something I don't want to do to be a podcaster? It's ridiculous. I podcast, and I put the basic information about my guest. I put the basic information about the episode. It's short. It's not War and Peace again. It's just what you need to know about the episode that you may press play on. That's it. And I don't do it for you, the person that listens to my show on a regular basis. I'm not, in this moment, I'm not thinking about you. Sorry. I'm thinking about the people who have never heard of the How to Podcast series. They don't know who this Dave guy is. I got no idea. If I'm going to like this guy, is he going to try to sell me something? Is this a gigantic commercial pretending to be a podcast? You know what I'm talking about. Welcome to the world of funnels, everyone. No, it's not that at all. I put the information in there for a new person walking through the door to make sure that they feel like they're in the right spot. Yeah, this is the show I want to hear. This is the person I want to connect with, and I'm happy to be here. That's why it's there. Okay, so I want to know from you as a listener, when you press play on a podcast, are you reading word for word everything that's in the show notes, episode notes? Not a blog post, that's a totally different thing. What you see on your phone, and if you are, then tell me about it. I want to know why. Like, what's the big deal? Why do you like them so much? Because I need to learn. I need to know what my audience wants to see more of or less of, or I don't really care if it's there or not. So here's an example from one of the messages that came in. This is exactly what I'm asking you to do. And I'd love to do this for you. I want you to leave me a voice message on my SpeakPipe link on howtopodcast.ca. You simply go to my website, you click the icon that says SpeakPipe, and you record a message. And basically all I want you to do is tell me who you are, the name of your show, and your answer to the question, do you, yes or no, do you read the episode show notes showing on your phone or on your computer screen when you press play on the episode? That's it. That's all I want to know. And you're done. And you get to advertise your podcast, promote it to other people who are listening to this podcast, so more people know about you. It's free advertising. So it's a great way for you to promote your podcast. And I want to do that. I want more voices on this show than just yours truly. As much as I love talking to you, I also love hearing other people in the space. howtopodcast.ca, SpeakPipe link, your name, podcast name, and your answer to the question, do you read the show notes, episode notes attached to every episode for the podcast you listen to? Sound good? I know it's a little vague. There's a lot of things you could say here, but just keep it general. Give me your answer. I'd love to hear it. Here's an example, just so you know what I'm talking about, from one of the responses so far. I need you to respond so we can have a great compiled episode for the end of the month. Here's an example.
Hey, Dave. This is David Beckmeyer. I'm answering your question for May, do you read the show notes? I mean, I guess the answer is usually not, if I'm just kind of listening and it's going along. But if there's a guest or something that was talked about that I want to find out more info, then I will. But as a matter of course, I don't.
So there you go. That's Dave Beckmeyer from Outrage Overload, the podcast. And he's got a great show. Thank you, Dave, for that. That's the example. That's all I want. That's all I'm looking for from you. It's very simple, everyone. And then I know you'd be like, oh, I know, I keep forgetting. So that's why I'm here, to remind you to leave me your message at howtopodcast.ca for the May question of the month. Right? Shout out your podcast. join the conversation. Let's hear your amazing podcaster voice, promote your show, and all of that. One other thing before we go, a reminder that weekly, on the weekends, on Saturdays, we have a meetup group for podcasters. It's completely free. Free for you. I have to pay for it. But we get together and we talk podcasting. We have a theme for the day, all of that great stuff. And then we go around the room and just encourage each other. And the one thing we've been doing recently is, as a group, we select one of the members from the meetup. We get an episode from them. And then all of us as a group go and listen to that episode. So you get a big burst of new listeners to your show who listen to the end of the podcast, which you know is a great thing to do. And then we come back and give you feedback on the following week about what we heard, what we loved, maybe some ways that we would improve or some suggestions. And it's in a very safe place. We're not here to judge you. We're here to encourage you. That's what podcasting is supposed to be about. And to the gurus who do the opposite, please stop. We are here to encourage and build you up, not tear you down like some of those other shows. I will not name them because I do not want to support them or send you there to listen to them because they are not very kind. So we get together in our meetup on purpose because we want to support each other and we want people to get better. And we want people to know that we care about them as podcasters. It's a great group of people, some of the nicest podcasters at all different levels of their podcast journey that you will ever meet. So you can't attend one of those big fancy meetups or big fancy conferences, and you don't want to fly across the country and spend thousands of dollars. How about a free option, everyone? Come to our meetup, meet some great people, connect, find potential guests for your show, be a guest on the show, all over there at howtopodcast.ca. It's all there for you. And we do that because we want you to keep podcasting. Don't stop. We're here for you. We care about you. And we will show it. We will prove it to you if you give us a chance. Respond to the question of the month for May and join us for our next meetup. We would love to have you. All of the information, it's very simple, everyone. howtopodcast.ca, remember .ca because I'm in Canada. If you go to howtopodcast.something else, you have no idea where you're going to end up. howtopodcast.ca. I would love to meet you over there. Take care. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting us and looking forward to hearing your answer to the question of the month for May. Take care, everyone.